Daily Good News, Volume 2. Chapter 150. Christ has life enough for everyone to have it. You have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. This life in us is the only way of righteousness. We are to become the righteousness of God in him. This life is ours by faith, for the just shall live by faith. That does not mean that the life is not real, but that it can be retained only by faith. As the life is received, so must it be retained. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Man does not have this life in his own right, and within his own power. It is the life of God, and not the life of man. This is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. It is the life of Jesus, manifested in our mortal flesh. This life is the light of men. This life of righteousness is given to us as freely as the light of day. It is as abundant as the sun light, there is enough for all. A characteristic of light is that it can multiply itself. A single torch may light 1,000 other torches, and still have as much light as in the beginning. So it is with the light of Christ's life. With him is the fountain of life. It comes from him in abundance. He can give life to everyone in the world, if they would all receive it, and still have as much left as in the beginning. He can live in his fullness in every person. Is Christ divided? No. Everyone who believes gets the benefit of the entire life of Christ. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you.